What the Overlord thinks.
Skeptic Overlord here on Above Top Secret, replying to Magic's podcast on have the podcasts killed the discussion board star, which is actually a topic that began on Boards Questions of Business this evening, or actually earlier today, really. And just want to chime in here a little bit because I think I'm the one responsible for all this madness in bringing podcasting here. And Magic brought up the vision thing in his podcast, and I'll get to that in a second. But it's been 4 weeks, and we have 292 podcasts. It's almost 300 podcasts, and I'm sure we'll break the 300 mark by the weekend. And that's phenomenal. If you think about the progression and the evolution of podcasting on the internet, there's many prolific podcasters that have been doing this literally since the beginning of podcasting, where podcast websites that broadcast these things don't have as many as we have now, and we've been doing this for just a few weeks, which is, it's a phenomenal feat for our members. And if not for Magic, we may not have any podcasts at all. Just kidding. But the important thing to realize is it's something additional. It's another layer of what Above Top Secret can offer. And what it offers is up to our members. Just as the blogs became another layer that AboveTopSecret.com can offer, just as the Below Top Secret board sprung off, and just as the politics at Above Top Secret board sprung off, these are all layers of this vast community that we have that combine to make up this unique beast, or you know, some have called it an online city that is Above Top Secret. So as we get used to it, you know, it's like a new toy now. Everyone's playing with it in a different way to see how it is. But as we get used to it, I'm sure we're going to see it settle into something that really is an important part of the community, just as some member blogs are really an important part of the community. Now the vision thing that Magic brought up. Some of you know and some may not know, but whoever's listening is about to know. I've been online a long time, and most of that time, at least since 95, I've been employed in a position where paying attention to the trends and what's happening in the culture of the online world has been important for my employer and for what I do there. So I've been following a great deal the culture of the online community, how it's evolved, what's happening, what's emerging, and what's coming along. For the past year, as I watched what was happening with podcasting and how this was a new delivery method invented and born from the users who were looking for an alternative channel to broadcast audio content that was unique, that was better than what could be achieved on broadcast radio. And not necessarily better from a pure quality standpoint. There's a lot of podcasts out there where the production values are suspect, and what I'm doing and what some of our members are doing are certainly deeply in that category. But better in terms of credibility, quality, and especially honesty. There's an undeniable honesty and credibility when you hear someone relating their story, their ideas in their own voice, especially if the production values maybe aren't up to snuff. We feel their emotion in this way, and that's something that we can't quite get in a discussion board thread. So the vision that, you know, I and other senior members, I mean, this just wasn't my doing myself. We certainly talked about this a great deal amongst ourselves with the Supermods and Simon and Springer and William Munsack, the other administrators. This really, we hope, evolves into something which is a really important aspect of AboveTopSecret.com as members create some really quality audio content around the ideas of all the conspiracy theories and alien ideas and secret societies and core topics that make up ATS. Because as we look around on the internet, there's other conspiracy websites out there that have radio programming or conspiracy websites that have sprung up around conspiracy-themed radio programming like Coast to Coast and the others. And these are very high-quality productions, very slick productions, but there's an inapproachability to this one person who has this program, where now we have this community that's very approachable. And the fact that anyone can come, join Above Top Secret, and put together an audio program about something they've been researching in the conspiracy vein or extraterrestrials or secret societies, New World Order, and add it to our feed and potentially have it picked up by anyone is a powerful, powerful thought. Something that a year ago was not possible. So hopefully this is the direction where we're going to see podcasting eventually settle in and take Above Top Secret and the entire community to the next level and be an important piece of the community and not take it over, but just be something that there that really is unique and special and that the entire community can be proud of. So with that in mind, this contest we have coming up to promote the podcasting on AboveTopSecret.com is hopefully going to help us get our focus on that aspect of where podcasting should fit and what podcasting topics should really be important to the community. So there'll be more on that coming later. And I think that's pretty much all the Overlord has to say on this topic. I guess I've rambled on long enough, but at least you have a sense now as to what we were thinking and what we hope happens from podcasting on AboveTopSecret.com. And thanks for listening.